was a interesting interview. it's really bizarre because it was taped.
It was
earlier.
Taped. Yeah, we cut. The thing was is that Paul lives in England,
where the time is 4 hours.
It's 5 hours.
5 hours.
5 hours ahead,
yeah.
And unlike there's some people you know we've interviewed, like, for example, like coming up next week we have Philip Gardner coming on the show, and we're like, I always ask him, like, you know, do you want us to pre-tape it, you know, because I know, you know, the time here is way later there, and he's like, no, I don't care, I'll stay up all night for you guys, it's great, no problem. But Paul's like, you know, I kind of go to sleep early, can we work something out? So I'm like, well, yeah, we'd love to have you on the show, let's just tape it early. And then we'll, you know, we'll just replay it during the show. And it seemed to work out pretty well. We've done it before. So, hey, cool.
Yeah,
it seemed to work out well. Hope you enjoyed that.
I know I did.
Yeah. Now, for the next hour, you're always in for a treat with our next guest we have coming on. A lot of information is always pushed out there. We always have a great time. I want to welcome Mr. Vance West to the show.
Welcome, Mr. Vance West.
Vance, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Pleasure to be back. Good to hear you guys.
I think you still have the rainy. You know, I was supposed to do that when we had like this hour break we took for this pre-taping thing. I was supposed to actually go up to the server and count how many archives we have you on, because I think you still are the reigning champion supreme of most visits to Ghostly Talk on the air. So congratulations on that, also.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. So I hold the title of most amount of airtime, least amount of valuable information.
Well, I would have to argue with that second point. I would have to argue with that second point, because the ORBP is just a highlight, I think, of Ghostly Talk in our careers, is these amateur broadcaster thingies that we do here. This particular project that we've been working on with you, for God, this has been like 2-3 years now we've been working on these projects off and on. I think the information that we've gotten out, the information that we've discovered about ourselves, let's say, because we've all taken part of this thing, it's been a real learning experience, and I think we're going to learn some more stuff tonight, because we're going to be talking about the results of the ORVP for the December project. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We have the preliminary results and feedback, a bit of analysis of this kind of a bigger, unusual project for us.
The multi-target.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the typical ORVP that we do. It was kind of a different type of project, more of a just interesting, on the whim type of project that, as you say, took up multiple target IDs. There was a total of four that people were asked to submit session work on, and turned into quite a big project as far as data and submissions, and it's still the information that we have for the people that participated as far as feedback. I'm still actually doing more analysis on it because there is so much data, but they at least have feedback on what the targets were, so they can kind of, you know, say, okay, you know, what did we do? What was the question?
Mm-hmm.
And so they can get that question and kind of look at their sessions now and see, you know, how they did, and you know, I have to apologize again for taking so long on this. I was getting emails and getting beat up on various bulletin boards about, you know, when are we going to get feedback? When are we going to get feedback? And, you know, I do apologize for taking so long, but, you know, there was so much data, very interesting topic and also very difficult. This was not for someone that was just jumping into remote viewing, if this was your first attempt to participate.
Mm-hmm.
If the results that you got seem a little weird, do not be frustrated by that, because, you know, as people can see now from the feedback of what the actual questions were, a very, very typical or very difficult, very hard targets to actually grasp onto.
Are they published on the web?
I think now if the listeners, if anyone's listening, if you go to the Ghostly Talk Projects, RV Project 2005.
Yeah, that's over on the
now,
left side. It's on the left side
of
our
site.
Yeah,
on the left side. We have the question for each ID listed under the ID, so they can see what the actual question, or what we call the target queue, what that was. And what we're dealing with is, when I came on the show, it was December 4th, actually, so it was almost to the day, an anniversary day of a very interesting event. The event was Flight 19. Which most of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with Flight 19 and its implications as to a very mysterious flight that disappeared in this Bermuda Triangle-type area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the show December 4th, you know, and I think it was the day before or so. You know, I just had this idea of, you know, wouldn't it be interesting to do a project, a remote viewing project on Flight 19 and what happened to the five aircraft of Flight 19? Because there's so much hoopla over this about, you know, these planes disappeared mysteriously. Did they get sucked into this energy vortex of, you know, the Bermuda Triangle, or were they abducted by, you know, UFOs, or was it simply, you know, mechanical failure or navigational equipment that failed, and they, you know, ditched in the water, and you know, what exactly happened? And I thought it'd be an interesting project just to see what type of data we would get and the implications of what that represents, because remote viewing, as everyone knows, is still, it's been around for, you know, a couple decades now, but it's still such an emerging science. That when you tackle a project like this that has so much, certain people want to believe one thing and certain, you know, and you want to believe something else, or it's such a hard topic that when you remote view something like this, it's interesting to see what data you get, and this project is no different, because we have very, very interesting data. But like I say, if you you click the page, you can kind of see the questions that we were dealing with. And primarily, as someone that was tasking a remote viewing project, I was interested in Flight 19, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What was the actual nature of the event of disappearance, and what caused that to disappear?
So,
and then we got into a little bit of trying to task the current location of one of the specific aircraft. So, you know, the project revolved around this Flight 19 mysterious disappearance.
Well, let's go through the targets. The first target,
was
Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta.
Yeah, do you guys have the presentation linked up yet? Do you know?
I don't know.
I linked up as far as you sent me over that text file.
I sent you over an updated one that also has a download for, you may not have that up yet. If not...
When did you send that over?
Sometime this afternoon.
Ah, that's probably why. I tell you what I'll do right now. I'm gonna step away for 2 seconds. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna run over.
In the interim, if anyone's listening and are interested in kind of looking at this as we're talking about it, if you go to my site, TrinityScience.com, and that's linked on your guys' pages all over the place. If you go to my site, there's a download tab on my site, and that'll take you to a remote viewing section and a presentations section under that, and you can download it right from there. It's a PDF file, and they can kind of go along that as we kind of talk about it. But looking at the target IDs, the way we tackled it, and the reason we split it up into four different targets was there was so much to try to focus on. So what we did initially was what we call this alpha target, 5364-8869. The question for this was Flight 19, and this was what we call in remote viewing a topical search, where it's almost, you could think of it as a remote viewing Google search, in a sense, where you kind of throw out the idea as your remote viewing of Flight 19, and remote viewer kind of gets information pertinent to that subject. So it could, you know, depending on the viewer and sometimes their life background, life experience background, different viewers can latch onto different types of information. But you could think of it just as a quick analogy, as a Google search, Google remote viewing search. So the first question I put out there was just simply Flight 19 topical search, see what type of pertinent information remote viewers would get. And very interesting. We started off, you know, with this idea of this topical type search. And immediately, and people that are, if you're downloading this miniature presentation, as I say, it's still a work in progress. But you'll notice that I didn't, and I have not yet, because there's still more data to go through, I haven't drawn any concrete conclusions yet, because there's still data to go through. But it's very interesting. This topical search, immediately, quite a few of the viewers, and everyone is still anonymous on there. Everyone's kind of assigned viewer numbers, you know, viewer 006, 001. There is actually 007, so whoever got that one, they'll be looking at their data saying, oh, cool, I'm 007. But very interesting because immediately there were ideas that were similar as metallic type of structures. Structures were prevalent throughout this whole project. Actually, throughout the whole project, the couple things that were prevalent were structures, objects, moving vehicles, energy, which is right along with our target. That's what we're, remote viewing, essentially. But this topical search, Flight 19, just a generalized topical search, we had lots of metallic life forms. It was really interesting. There's a viewer, 001, actually had ideas of a strange vehicle like NASA or something, metal. That was his actual words. Life forms, several, mostly male, had an idea of feels like military, but not quite, which was really interesting considering this was a military a flight, very, very, very good data on this. The ideas of a carrier transport, cloudy days, people were picking up on certain parts of weather, but mostly on this preliminary topical Flight 19 search, people were getting this idea of a vehicle and also lots of information on motion underwater, moves underwater. Viewer 003 had the idea of mechanical malfunction, which I thought was really interesting. Lots of life form, lots of underwater, lots of weather-related type stuff, energy, movement of energy, structures. Someone actually had the idea of a vortex, which was kind of interesting. But mainly, this first question, this very first ID, dealt with movement, objects, lots of water, underwater, moving vehicles, motion, life forms, which pretty good data. We were as soon as I saw that, I knew right away we're getting some good data here. Really, really interesting. So that's where we kind of sat with the very first one. And in the presentation, I have some a kind of a breakdown by each viewer, just a snapshot of some of their interesting data on there. And on page 5, I don't know if you guys are going through with me or if anyone else is. Page 5, there's some really neat visuals. I put some examples of graphics from some of the session work on there.
Yeah, we're looking at that right now.
Yeah, on page 5 is some of the interesting visuals from the very first session ID, target ID of this topical search. And one of the viewers drew a whole mess of people, almost like they were sitting in a roller coaster type seating pattern almost, or some type of vehicle, with motion going down, which was, and then another box-like type of object or structure. It was really interesting because, again, as you guys have seen over the years, remote viewing is really, it's not a precise type of science. It's still something that is very abstract sometimes, and the analysis of it is really, really difficult. So when you have a target where someone is targeting aircraft and people that possibly may have gone down, or we're trying to solve for an unknown, and you see viewers sketch people in some type of seating pattern and structures and objects like a moving vehicle going down, that you're dealing with pretty good data there.
Well, that's very detailed data from what I see.
Yeah, in a formation.
Yeah. And this remote viewer obviously has had quite a bit of training. That particular I'm envious because I wish I could sketch that well. Just a fantastic sketch of the idea of life forms, motion going down, some type of moving vehicles. Just fantastic work. I mean, that's basically the overall gestalts of the target we're dealing with. We're dealing with aircraft with people in them moving, and trying to solve for an unknown. So very, very excellent work. The viewer that gets to, whether they're listening or look at it a later date, just fantastic job on that. So great work.
We had 17, there were 17 people that submitted for this project. Am I correct?
There actually came out to, I believe, around 9 or 10, and some of those were multiple sessions basically.
Okay,
so
is that where at 12
yeah.
17? Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we're dealing with around 10 people that submitted work. And like I say, for this initial target ID, just this topical search type, give me pertinent information on Flight 19. This is what we were dealing with, was, people, objects, structures, man-made, motion, energy, and water. And I just put some snippets in there. Like I say, it's not a very complete picture of all the data, obviously, but it gives you an idea of what we're dealing with. The image below that on page 5, you see this idea of this, downward spiral type thing, which in remote viewing is a very symbolic gestalt for energy, basically, or movement. So again, we were dealing with some type of movement. And on page 6, I put another snapshot on there. Someone actually, another viewer had sketched out this idea of these two circular objects, kind of moving down in a motion. In a kind of a, curving downward type motion, which I thought was interesting, because again, we're dealing with, we're trying to solve an unknown, what happened. But, given what we do know, the fact that, aircraft went missing, very, probably pertinent information.
Well, I'm thinking, I was actually thinking, as far as this drawing goes right here, I mean, I'm trying to, as far as we have the answer now. We're just kind of going through the data, right?
Right.
I'm looking at this picture right here, and I'm wondering, how could this apply as far as data would go to explain the situation, whoever was working on this. I mean, I'm thinking like, and I'm kind of looking at it from an angle, and I'm going to break my damn neck if I look any. But it looks like, I mean, what would you call them? Like life, not a life raft, a life preserver or something like that. That's what I'm getting from that as far as maybe the idea. I don't know. Because it looks
right.
Like, and that may be like a whirlpool type thing that they're going into. Who knows? Somebody may have fallen out of the plane. Who knows what's going on with this? But I mean, I'm just trying to get ideas. I know that it's wide open for this kind of stuff, but that's something that's the impression that I got the first time I saw it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And the other thing is exactly like you say is there's a lot that can be interpreted, but also looking at this presentation, you're only getting maybe 1/100th of the actual data. I mean, and we'll have all the session work posted. So, and I hope people that actually go through and look at it, all the data, because it gives you the full picture. So when you look at little snippets of imagery or just little phrases here and there, you're definitely not getting the full picture without looking at all the session work. This only gives you just a minute amount of data, but as you say, it could be, typically circles, are representative of life. They can be circular features or circular objects. They could be a group of life. It's hard to say. You could be dealing with people, you could be dealing with a circular object going down, spiraling, circling. You don't know without looking at the rest of the data, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it could be any one of those type of situations. It's so hard to, say with just a...
I did forget that the circular objects, I should remember this from my work I've done, that the circular objects do represent organic-type life forms and whatnot
Or they simply can be, circular features. You don't really know until you... do what we call a movement in remote viewing and actually explore what that circular feature or circular thing represents. And that's when you would know, is it organic? Is it a life form? Is it just simply a circular object of some sort? But you don't know until later on. And that's why, the best thing is, like I say, this presentation is just a quick overview. And then to look at the actual, session work and then see whether viewer went after this to look at all the, little details, that gives you a better indication as to what they were dealing with. But for this topical search, that's what we were looking at, just, as a quick snapshot of information of just, objects, people, motion, lots of downward motion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the topical search, and that was basically question number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, by the way, also, I did get the new version. I got your updated version. Link for the presentation is up on the site now, so you guys can go there and download it as much as you want or whatever. It's up there now, so feel free to go to it. And that was question one, you said, right?
Yeah, that was question one. That was just the initial what we call topical search. Just, you know, and my idea was that was just to have the viewers just basically do a Google search on Flight 19. You know, I call it a Google search, but what we're doing is we're allowing what we call, you know, whatever you decide to call it. You know, some remote viewing organizations call it the Matrix. You know, some people call it the Great Information Highway up above. You know, whatever you consider it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of throwing the question out to there, wherever there is, and saying, give me pertinent information on Flight 19. And that's what we got back. So that's where I wanted to begin, just to see what we would get, because my experience has been that these topical searches actually are very, very invaluable. You know, I've gotten some of the best data myself personally as a viewer working some missing children type cases.
Mm-hmm.
The best data I've gotten was, instead of trying to get detailed on the actual focus of what I'm trying to focus on, just throw out a topical search of, you know, XYZ individual and just see what I get back. And some of the best information I've gotten is to do that and allow the idea itself to dictate what information I need to know as a remote viewer. So that's where I started. If you guys have anything you want to interject, just jump in. Otherwise, I'll just keep kind of babbling along.
No, I'm really getting. I mean, we're looking.
I want to get to the next one.
We're looking over this thing as you're talking. And I mean, this is fascinating. Again, these projects are always fascinating. And I want to say one thing concerning your work, Vance, and doing these projects and putting together all this data, compiling it, and trying to make sense of all this stuff. A little bit ago, you were like, "Oh, I've been taking a lot of flack for this." One thing I've noticed as far as the work you do on these projects, Vance, is that if there's anything, if someone had to ask me, you know, how do I describe Vance West, one word I would put out there is thorough, because you are very thorough with your work here, and let's be honest with each other, thorough work like this takes some time. So, you know, people out there, they may be like, hey, Vance, hurry and get this stuff done. You know, give the guy some time to work on this stuff. If we want to get something out of it, it has to be thorough. It has to be concise, in my opinion. And the work we have in front of us right now, even though it is more of a topical type thing, it's a snapshot type thing, it's still very thorough. And that's
you know, like I say, there's so much more work to be done just on this this particular project.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more data to actually analyze. This is just, like I say, what I consider a preliminary report, just because I wanted to get the feedback out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted the reviewers to have the feedback, but I'm still going to be, you know, finishing up the analysis, because there's so much more data to actually interpret. But because we have limited time here, let me just move on.
Okay.
Yeah. Question two. Yeah, like I say, if you guys want to jump in, just stop me.
Yeah, I mean,
otherwise,
we're just taking this in like everybody else is, Vance. This is one of those nights where we're like, oh, wow. You know?
Right.
So question two.
We kind of moved on, and the second question, 98934297, represented by that ID, was Flight 19 disappearance event. And what we targeted here was the actual event of the disappearance. So viewers will describe the disappearance event of Flight 19. And so we start focusing in on what happened at that event, what happened then. And here's where, if you're looking at the presentation, things get a little interesting, to say the least. We're still dealing with a lot of the similar aspects from prior, where we're dealing with structure, objects, movement, life forms, definitely, but we got some really interesting visuals, which is kind of threw me back a little bit. And you'll notice that as we move on, looking at this question, and keep in mind the listeners and people that work on this are entirely blind. No one had any idea what this target was. Everything was entirely blind. And when you see viewers that start getting information that's similar, and they're entirely blind, it makes you think. It really goes, you know, you just have to sit there and say, wow, you know, what is this? So, it's rather interesting. So we're in this second question of the disappearance event, trying to figure out what happened, you know, at that event. And as I say, we're dealing with metal structures, metal objects, motion. One of the viewer 001 again describes this idea of a car movement, some type of event, scared, person, other people, movement, vehicle, going towards something, some type of vehicle. And this is just fantastic data. I mean, this is excellent, excellent data. Past events, trapped, scared, panicked, crawl into a ball on the ground. Actually, the idea of, like the United States of America, like Louisiana, South USA, left of Orlando. Now, that's really interesting data.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, when you
west of west of Orlando?
Well, left.
Left of Orlando. Okay.
You know, which is really interesting because even though, you know, Flight 19, you know, that's not where it originated from, but considering, you know, all the targets in the world that could have been given to a remote viewer, and these remote viewers are blind, when someone starts giving back data like, it seems like the South United States, it's kind of like Louisiana, maybe left of Orlando, and you figure they're only a couple hundred miles off. That's pretty amazing data.
Absolutely.
So,
considering the question could have been, you know, anything. Describe a day in the life of a penguin at the South Pole or something, and
exactly.
They got Florida. I mean, bam. You know.
Yeah. This could have been anything. It could have been, you know, it could have been Scott's sex life. It could have been, you know, a vase
right.
of flowers. I mean, it could have.
That would have been that would have been target 000-0000 or something like that. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, we started getting really, really interesting data here. Lots of data for structures.
The feelings in this data, because I know you write down also
emotions. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the feelings are what one would expect. Yet these people had absolutely no clue.
No clue.
What they were
exactly.
reading. They knew eight digits with a flash.
Right.
And they're sitting there and they get these feelings that they write down that are all pretty much in line with what you would think now that you know the target.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, hindsight, you know, now that we have feedback, we know what the target is, it's like, you know, wow, you know, like say this target could have been anything. You know, it could have been, you know, a basketball, a picture of a basketball. I mean, it just literally could have been anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So to get this type of data and it being related to the target, you know, knowing what the target is now is really amazing. But
listen to this.
Yeah,
Scott.
So we're.
Yeah,
you know,
listen to this.
Hang on, Vance. Doug wants to read something to me.
I have to read this. It's amazing.
Okay.
Distress, trapped, weeping, horror. That's from viewer 4.
Okay.
Viewer 1. Scared. Place is not good. There was another one in here in viewer 1.
Arkansas?
Past events. Trapped. Scarred. Panicked. Crawl into ball on the ground.
It sounds like work.
What were the others? 3 says far-fetched. Upset. Viewer 2 says... curious, baffled, confused.
Those are
nothing was warm and comfy.
No, yeah, nothing
safe
was,
and secure.
Right.
And
yeah, we're not remote
proud,
viewing Valentine's Day here or anything
right,
like that.
Right,
this is
proud and mm-hmm. happy or anything. It's all those
doom and gloom,
more base,
yeah
and negative kinds of things they mention.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with, you know, a situation where obviously viewers are picking up the idea of, you know, being scared, horror, distress, panic, confusion, all types of emotions that from what we know about the target now is goes along with the target, basically, from what we know and what we understand. So excellent data. There's more data on the idea of mechanical, angular, lots of ideas of communication, you know, transmit, receive, transmission waves, communication, which again is in line with what we know about the event of disappearance and what was going on with the last transmissions from Flight 19. And without me taking up too much time, if anyone's really interested, obviously all they need to do really is Google Flight 19 and you'll get goo gobs literally just goo gobs of information about, you know, transcripts of the last communications, what went on, and all the different theories that went on. But, you know, so very interesting data. However, you know, it's really interesting when we get to page 8, which was a couple of visuals associated.
I'll tell you what, Vance,
hang on.
Can we do the visuals after a break?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, here on Ghostly Talk, we do the independent bands during the break.
And we got to play them.
We got we. This,
or they'll pummel us.
Well, yeah.
Mercilessly, if we don't play.
We won't. Yeah. We'll, if we show up at a concert or something, and then they'll be like,
"You didn't play my song."
You didn't play my song.
And the guitar upside the head.
Yeah.
I can't
it
take
hurts.
That again this week. It hurts, man.
You get the string lines on your cheek. It's just not good. So we do want to play. We do want to play the.
Yeah.
I fully support independent bands. So we do want to put this on.
Yeah.
And
just hold tight on that band.
And we'll talk about. You guys go to www.ghostlytalk.com. And on the left, click on the December 2005 Trinity Science Remote Viewing
yeah,
Project.
Yeah, that's what we're reviewing right now.
Or go to trinityscience.com and click on the, it was in the down, not downloads.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the downloads.
Downloads.
And you'll see a category
presentation.
Called Remote Viewing.
Yeah.
Downloads, Remote Viewing Presentations. And this is the PDF file in there. Grab hold of this because we're going to talk about more of it after this.
Yeah, let's take a break here. More on the December 2005 ORBP. Fascinating stuff here. Again, I'm blown away. We'll be right back after this.
You might want to check out the Taps Paramagazine at tapsparamagazine.com. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Guys say things just to get some tail. I've tried them all. The classics always fail. I don't know where I'm going wrong. When months become years, it's been too long. Hey there, girl. Something I should let you know, baby, I just can't take it slow, because I'm so hard-headed, baby, that's right,
so hard-headed,
maybe cure me tonight. My dilemma, charity, it will bring good karma. Oh, come on, I'm asking nice. Please just make the sacrifice. Because I'm
so hard-headed,
I can't even walk straight.
So hard-headed,
by hard I mean erect.
How can I www.bellwitch.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Diseases are making a comeback.
Hurrah.
Hurrah. Remember the mumps? Oh, boy, those were the days, weren't they?
Those were the days.
Yeah.
No, I really don't want to even think about that nasty stuff.
Did you have the mumps at one time?
No, I never had them. I don't remember ever having the mumps.
I know. Well, you're a few years older than I am, but I know that I, as a child, was vaccinated against it.
I believe right. I will. I think I'm sure. I'm very
sure.
We got
all our shots.
We all got our shots.
They're saying that the people that were vaccinated, like when their children, are still getting it.
So that that was one of them that if you got, you weren't supposed to ever get again or something.
Like the chicken pox.
Yeah. So I don't know. Oh well.
We'll do that on our next edition of Health Talk, which is in the next hour. Vance, you still with us, man?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
We were moving to page 8 before we cut you off.
So we're talking about the disappearance event.
Mm-hmm.
The task or the question of, Flight 19, the event of disappearance, what happened? And we were talking about page 2 where viewers are picking up a lot of the emotions, feelings of terror, sad, distress, confusion, the idea of metal objects, vehicles, motion, all very fits in with the target as we know it. And on page 8, which really interesting, is a couple images of what appears to be pyramids.
A triangle.
Yeah, a triangle.
Would a pyramid or a triangle represent anything, or would or could it be literal?
It could be both, right? I mean, it literally could be a triangular pyramidal type structure, or it could be the viewer's mind picking up on something that maybe is slightly pointed, angular, triangular, and they're just literally getting a quick glimpse of it, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But really, really interesting, nonetheless, considering the topic matter that we're dealing with. And a lot of the viewers actually picked up on page 7 on the ideas of pyramid shapes, trapezoid triangulars, really interesting. And these two images on page 8 are from two different viewers. It's not the same viewer. These are actually two different viewers, two different sessions, two different viewers, totally blind viewers, knowing nothing what the target is. So I thought it was interesting. Doesn't really mean much. I mean, obviously the first thing that people would think of when they saw this with dealing with Flight 19 is, aha, the pyramid. It's the Bermuda Triangle.
They nailed it.
Everything associated with it, and maybe, I mean, who knows, right? I mean, we may never know, possibly, but it was interesting, nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's blowing me away right now, to be honest with you. I mean, we're talking about the Bermuda Triangle, and now all of a sudden these people are viewing these geometrical shapes that are in the shapes of triangles. Now I know it's not the answer, Vance. I know this isn't the end of the project. But, again, that's pretty, that's dramatic evidence. I mean, well, dramatic data right there, let's say,
it's data. It's just interesting, I guess, more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, oh boy. you guys know me by now. I'm pretty down-to-earth, brass tacks type dude. I think most things can be explained scientifically, and to make extraordinary claims, requires extraordinary proof. Most things, are the simplest explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Flight 19, doing the research on it, I think the simplest explanation is the fact that, the aircraft somehow got disorientated where they thought that they weren't. They thought they were one place, they weren't. They went the wrong direction and went down. I think that's pretty much the accepted solution that makes sense and goes along with what we know. And I pretty much, you know, from the data that we're getting, our data overall tends to coincide with that. However, we also have some interesting data dealing with, you know, all of a sudden these pyramidal shapes and triangles and lots of energy type ideas and vortexes, and which is really interesting, which also goes along with some of these other people's idea of, you know, this whole Bermuda Triangle, you know, these weird energy vortexes. They somehow got sucked up into some weird time wormhole type, you know, all these. Yeah, so it's just interesting, I guess, more than anything. So, page 8, we have some cool pictures of some pyramids. So,
well, still, what needs to be kept in mind here is this is all done blind.
That's what
makes it so fascinating.
Well, that's the thing. I'm finding that it's probably 95-ish% wow, they got the target.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5%, gee, I wonder what this means to me right now. That's how I'm looking at this right now.
Well,
and I know that it's the initial shock, I think, that I'm going through at the moment.
Exactly. The
initial
makes good reading, you know.
Well, yeah, but I am. I'm hit with the initial shock of, wow, all these independent viewers, they knew 8 digits.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do. And they sit down with paper and pen, and wow.
Remote view this target.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's really, you know, even, you know, well, let's just get back to that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we could do 5 shows just on, you know, the weird topic matter.
Right,
but,
exactly.
Well, yeah.
There's so many pages to get through here. on page 9, just, you know, some more images. You know, this one, again, I thought was kind of interesting, this weird, almost like a hovering satellite dish type thing with the words ionization, I believe is the actual verbiage he's got in there, which is kind of interesting. You know, another interesting, and again, we're dealing with the question.
The disappearance event.
You know, what happened at the event of disappearance? And you know, I thought, well, that's interesting. Again, that could be anything. That could be some type of weird, that could be the remote viewer picking up on the idea of an aircraft or something and it breaking apart. I mean, it's hard to say without actually going and really analyzing the data they got after this image to see what they were dealing with. But, you know, interesting nonetheless. And there's an image below it of kind of a dome-type structure, another interesting piece of information.
Recurring piece of information, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it just kind of came up quite a bit. So that's why I put it in there. Just like I say, this is just a quick overview, and it's hard to formulate any concrete type of conclusions. But you know, it gives a glimpse of what type of data we were getting, and a lot of the people that submitted weren't practicing a type or method of remote viewing where they necessarily would draw sketches or graphics. A lot of it was just people writing down the first thoughts and phrases of ideas that came to their head and sent that in, which is absolutely perfect too. You know, so
I know that's what I did back when we did ORVP 2.
Exactly.
That was my approach. I just did that.
You know, it's you know, people work different ways. It's all valid work. But you know, obviously, as you know, a physical being, you know, it's an image. You know, as I say, images are, you know, worth a 1,000 words, you know, you look at an image and you can get so much out of it, but you can also put so much into it. So, but you know, it is what it is. So, you know, that's the disappearance event. Some of the data we got with that. Question 3, which is a different take on the disappearance. The question was, and this is page 10 now, third question, Flight 19 Avenger torpedo aircraft, the cause of disappearance. And this is slightly different from disappearance event in the sense that now we're trying to find and focus in what was the actual cause of the disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
So just a different take on the disappearance itself. So again, you know, here we a lot of interesting data came into play here, more structural type of information. Lots of there was sound, lots of sound stuff in here. This first one, viewer 001, the idea of loud sound, scratching, sharpening metal like a scream, like electrofeedback, then quiet and airy. I thought that was interesting. Hope, longing, want something, sad, people, tense, moving, man-made, again, star-like image on structure. That's interesting.
Star-like image?
Star-like image on structure. Now, that could be several different things, right? I mean, it could be an image on an aircraft, you know, a star, like most of our aircraft usually have.
Yeah.
It could be just some other type of image on a structure. It's hard to say. Lots of structure information, object, circular. Viewer 3, the idea of flashing beacons. That's pretty interesting data. Again, this idea of military-esque, sad, anger, guilty, judgment, hard, metallic, moving, ringing, motion, down, sad, fear, panic, life. Again, you know, this is all data.
There's nothing happy about this at all.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what's really neat is that we're, overall, it seems like the viewers were picking up on this idea of, you know, what was, from what we know, going on at the target, which was, you know, wasn't a happy happy day at the office.
Absolutely,
you know?
We're
dealing with five aircraft that were on a military exercise that disappeared and for all likelihood went down. You know, so we're you know, it's pretty decent data.
There's also there's also first before we do that, there's also the first hint of movements in time. The one viewer says past, and then the other viewer says pretty much the opposite and says future.
Yeah.
But they're picking up on a time element in general,
right,
of some kind, which is bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. There, like I say, there's and this is just a snapshot in the actual, you know, the full session work that we'll, like I say, we'll get that linked up here in you know, probably a week or so once I get all that sorted out. If you go through all the session work, there's a lot more information in there that is really interesting, you know. So it's just interesting. So page 11, you know, we're still dealing with the cause. What caused the disappearance? Viewer 6 has some ideas of liquid, wind, whooshing, flopping, motion, falling, outside, man-made. Viewer 9 had some, you know, again, you know, remote viewing is, you know, you don't know what's going on here. Viewer 9, sunny day, canoe in a stream. A birch bark canoe with white paper taken off. That could be, you know, it's hard to say what that is.
It could be representative, but if you look,
I don't
at
think
the,
those planes were equipped with life rafts or anything,
right?
Were they? I mean, that's something I'm thinking. Like maybe they did go down in the water and they.
But if
right.
you're looking at the elements, you're still talking
water.
Oh yeah, liquid,
movement,
yeah.
Vehicle, exactly.
And water. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That's really the basics that we're dealing with, and that's a good example of remote viewing where, you know, how much of the data is solid data and how much of it is a viewer's mind that got wrapped up in data and then turned it into something where, you know, a vehicle in water turned into, you know, a canoe in a stream.
Yeah.
So you have to
take
it as it is.
Either they interpreted it or it was presented to them already interpreted, and this is what we're going to show you because you're just not getting it, or this is what we're going to get. You know,
right.
This is what you're going to be able to pull out right now in this day and time. This is all you're going to be able to pull out of the universe, and this is as close as we can get.
Right.
You're getting a canoe in a stream, and that's what they got. You know, and they wrote it down faithfully.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I'm writing it down.
Exactly.
I'm turning it in because that's what I'm getting. There
that's
you
what
go.
They do,
and
that's what they need to do. It's a great.
But in
you know,
a way, it matches up. It matches up with what you would expect.
Exactly.
Not so much the cause, but the
just the well, I'm sorry, the
With the environment, the whole thing. You know, if you think about this event, what are you going to get? You're going to get vehicle, you know,
liquid motion, stuff like that. Yeah.
Water. You know, I mean, so that's what that viewer got on that day is what happened.
Right. So, you know, and again, with this question of the cause of disappearance, you know, we're towards the bottom of page 11. We start with some interesting visuals, some images that we got. And this first one, you know, again, is pretty dramatic. You see a a circular type object or a circular thing, and it appears to be, you know, possibly broken up in pieces. Maybe I'm not sure, but it's there's an arrow with motion pointing, you know, down.
Down, basically, going down.
A pretty vivid, you know, considering what we're looking at, pretty vivid graphic there.
Yeah.
Page 12, again, interesting. Yeah, here we have the idea of some type of structure with what appears to be part of the structure above ground, part of the structure underground.
Or, yeah, above. I was thinking above water or below water. Who knows?
Right. It could be that, too.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. But interesting, you know, interesting nonetheless, considering all the data we're getting. And then another
you also have the idea of a point, something called a peak. It's not exactly a triangle, but it's...
No, but it takes on that shape again, yeah.
Yeah, really really interesting stuff. And then another visual below it of these flashing beacons. And then, you know, a circular thing kind of off to the left above these, these flashing beacons. And a line, although they didn't put an arrow, kind of like a line drawn towards these flashing beacons. You know, again, just, you know, kind of interesting data. And that's dealing with the cause of events, or cause of disappearance, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of a snapshot of information we got for that third question. Moving on to the last question was... I figured, you know, let's go ahead and kind of see if we can pinpoint something kind of specific. So we asked a question, Flight 19 aircraft piloted by Charles Carroll Taylor, which was the lead instructor on this particular military training exercise.
Mm-hmm.
The current location now, and what this does in remote viewing is when we task someone on current location now, when that remote viewer puts, you know, pen on paper, that's the information, you know, right at that moment. So we tasked, you know, where is his aircraft at now? And again, interesting data we got here. You know, right off the bat, viewer 3, hard metallic, buzzing, big, round, oblong. That's, you know, pretty good with an aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Otherworldly. Now that, you know, okay.
Butterflies, third.
Yeah, you know, really.
And underwater.
It keeps getting, you know, there's other stuff that's just strange. Motion measured in watts, and these are AOLs here where it says AOL Mars, AOL ship. AOL, of course, analytical overlay, where a viewer got the idea of Mars, got the idea of a ship, but felt as though it probably was imagination and declared it as such.
Yeah.
Sometimes AOL can be good data. Sometimes it can be totally imagination. Not up to the viewer to decide. They just declare it as, you know, something, you know, I got the idea. I have to put it down on paper, but I feel as though it's imagination.
Yeah.
AOL. But data nonetheless. So interesting stuff here. Caved in ruins, pyramid shape again pops up. Lots of ideas of structure, energy. AOL, another planet. Oh boy. It's really weird stuff here. Movement, activity, energy, AOL craft, movement under something, spectacle, thud, engine noise, drive, craft, controlled, humanoid. Yeah, that's pretty good, you know, again, congruent with the target. Structure, person. We are in the States this time, down the East Coast, I think, like swampy air. You know, this viewer, you know, viewer 001, you know, consistently had some really... amazingly verbose data, you know. Not that far from Lake the Everglades or something like that. Wow, okay, that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty concise right there. Again.
Yeah, you know. object, triangular, cone-shaped, two different groups of people. Then there's a list of five people. That was interesting. Then there's one person who is most focal. Now, considering the target, we targeted one individual, Charles Carroll Taylor. That's what this target question was.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this viewer saying, then there's one person who is most focal. Drive of person killing someone. You know, and again, this is AOL, so this is, you know, them declaring this as AOL. But interesting data. Person is inside something sort of underground. You know, just really interesting
okay,
data.
Okay, that's eerie data.
Yeah.
It's not only interesting, it's eerie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we move on to page 14, more data. And we get some visuals here, which, again, is really, really interesting. We have a visual of
the Death Star.
Yeah, of the Death Star. You know, with the idea of AOL planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then pointing towards this
triangle-shaped object. To
yeah,
come
you know,
what's
this
going
weird,
on here?
This weird structure, you know. Just and keep in mind, now this is supposed to be the current location now of, you know, Mr. Taylor's aircraft. So, it just interesting. You know, you don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
Page 15. You know, lots of again the spiraling type of. Graphics that's typically associated with energy, and then all these squiggly, you know, lines all over the place indicating energy, which could be representative of so many things, but basically energy is what we're...
Yeah, it looks
like
another downward spiral, I see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm getting from it.
And a weird, you know, that last graphic on page 15.
The candy corn.
Candy corn.
The problem with this is, yet again, we've got... The triangle shape
again.
Yeah, which is interesting, right? And the arrow pointing down towards it. So
arrow pointing down.
So that's where we're, you know, a snapshot of information where we're looking at conclusions that we can draw. The conclusions that we can draw, it's hard to say, is it appears that the viewers were on the right target.
Yeah,
I mean, they definitely got data of objects, structures, people. Water, everything they did seemed to be on target. Have we solved where an aircraft is at or anything that happened? From the data that I've looked at and the data that's not in this presentation, which is just pages and pages of, I feel reasonably comfortable concluding that it appears that the aircraft indeed went down at sea.
Mm.
That I feel pretty comfortable saying. It appears that they went down, they crashed at sea. That is evident in pretty much throughout the data, and it's pretty much evident in the reports from, you know, the various Navy departments that investigated this. So that's the conclusion that they came with. They became disorientated and went to a location. They thought they were heading back towards the coast of Florida, but they were actually heading farther north and east away from and went out at sea and went down.
Mm-hmm.
The data here seems to represent that. Also, what caused them to lose course? What was the cause of disappearance? Hard to say. And we also have this anomalous data that we can't really explain. I mean, what are all these pyramid triangle shapes?
That's still...
It's eerie, and we...
Every single one of these projects are like that, too.
Don't know, but
yeah.
We do know one thing.
Oh, man.
We're at the end of our time.
Fans, we're sorry, man.
Yeah, we ran out of time, didn't we?
Well, yeah. Was there... I mean, we pretty much covered the whole thing, though. I mean, we pretty much
But the only thing is, let's officially kick off ORVP3.
Yeah, let's do that, too. What do we get now? I have... Oh, boy.
The page is up on your side, the left-hand side, just under the December project.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a target ID up there.
We
have that all taken care of.
We did all that.
That's all taken care of.
We did that publicly on the air.
Yeah.
Right. So let's go ahead and officially kick that off, and we'll decide a cutoff date. But remote viewers, you have your target remote view, Alpha Beta Charlie Delta -1 Alpha Charlie Delta.
Mm-hmm.
Send in your data. It's on the page, and we'll decide when we'll close it out and have a future
Yeah, all the information's on the Ghostly Talk website. If you go to our projects box there, you'll see ORVP3.
Do your sessions, and we will do the fax submissions, the photos of your work, whatever it is. We get your sessions in. We'll put all that up on the webpage, how to do that.
We're going to have Vance back again very soon, too.
Vance is available for questions.
Yep.
And that one's
email us.
Unknown.
We can get to Vance. If you've got questions, we'll try to get you answers.
Right.
What was that, Vance?
And that target, ORVP3, is a known, validatable target. It's not a Flight 19. It's something that
Those are the most fun. Those are the most fun, I find, as far as the projects
go.
They're very interesting. Vance, sorry, we got to fly here. We got to run out of here. Hang on the line, though, okay?
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Hang tight.
We are going to make way for Full Moon Radio.
Sorry, Laura. We're cutting in the Laura hardcore right now.
I know. She's
going to
charge us.
Yeah.
We're going to make way for Full Moon Radio coming up next on Pioneer Radio and Omni Sound Radio 1.
Yeah.
And thank you to all of our wonderful affiliates. Thank you to our guests. Chad Lambert, Paul, and Vance West, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you to every listener.
Thank you, guys.
Keep downloading and go out there, seek out all kinds of great stuff, because it's all out there on the internet for you. That's why everybody podcasts and everybody does this stuff.
All right.
So until next week at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And this has been Ghostly Talk.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Media.